This is KCUR 89.3. The Wonder Hostess Thrift Shop Bakery on Troost was an institution for many decades, a place to buy day-old bread and discounted baked goods. The store is no longer open, but what has taken its place says a lot about a changing neighborhood. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson has the story on the location's transition from selling fruit pies to making fruit smoothies.
Up until about 10 years ago, when a customer entered this building on the corner of 30th and Troost, there was nothing visually special about shelves lined with day-old bread and pastries. Simeon Taylor remembers.
Even though the bread and snacks were available, those weren't healthy options. You know, it was just, you had $10, need to stretch $10, you can come here, get a gallon of milk for $2, get two loaves of bread for $1, and you know, I kind of make that thing stretch for a while.
But now, Taylor is a customer of Ruby Jean's Kitchen and Juicery, which sits in the same location as the former thrift store bakery. Entering the building now, customers are met with the sensory feast of bright colors and a huge hanging menu featuring juices, smoothies, and meals with the backdrop of neo-soul music pumping from the speakers and juicers turning fresh fruits and vegetables into tasty drinks. Samara Crawford Herrera, who works at the Kansas City Public Schools across the street, thinks this is a good addition to an area that has been underserved and underestimated.
I am new to Kansas City, so traditionally everything that I had heard about the area was around food deserts, around it being kind of a no man's land.
At the old Hostess location, visitors were familiar with how Twinkies and Zingers would taste. Here, the battle walking in the door is not knowing what to expect from a green dream smoothie or a vegan black-eyed pea burger. Nicole Collier-White knows that concern.
It's not scary. It does taste good. It just gives you multiple options.
Ruby Jean's attracts people from the big workforces, like KCPS, and it attracts newer residents of the neighborhood. Owner Chris Good knows his challenge is getting the longtime residents of the area, some of whom are low income, to feel comfortable paying $7 or more for a juice or a meal.
Because they'll come in and think, I think at the onset, they're just thinking, okay, it's food. I'm probably going to be able to go in here and get some chicken fingers, a burger, some fries. And then when they start looking at the menu, it's like, wait a minute, what is this? You're talking about some kale? What?
And speaking to some older residents in the area, there are those who have not stopped by because they feel they don't have the budget or taste buds for Ruby Jean's. Groovy Grant has a different opinion. Although he hasn't made it over to Ruby Jean's yet, he has lived in the area since 1964 and sees this business as a throwback to when local black businesses were more prominent in the neighborhood. He thinks younger residents will embrace this experience.
Experience of actually going right in your neighborhood where you live at, in order to purchase a product, you know, when you start going across town to the grocery store, going down the street, you know, you can go down the street and purchase whatever you need in your block.
Owner Chris Good said that he has several ideas about how to get more residents to give Ruby Jean's a chance, such as having events to give away freebies and making the business EBT eligible so that residents on a fixed income can indulge in healthier choices. Good is particularly motivated by that because of his grandmother, the original Ruby Jean.
She ate soul food literally every day, all day, for her entire life. And she never got in. She never had a smoothie. Never. Never had a juice. You know, never. If she ate salad, it wasn't really salad.
This is Ruby Jean's fourth location. But Good said the Troost location is special because it was the area his grandmother worked and spent time in before passing away at the age of 61 from diabetes.
And to think that her face is, you know, the branding of our entire business, and especially on Truce, for something that's never been done in a food desert, I think she would be proud. I think she would be emotional, and I think she would probably be very, very shy.
This area of Truce has seen a pop in development in recent years, which includes the old Wonder Bread Bakery across the street from Ruby Jean's, opening as lofts later this year. Good knows some might consider him a gentrifier, but as a young black man with roots in the community, Good wants Ruby Jean's to be looked at as a positive addition. He wants the restaurant, with his grandmother's name and face on the building, to have a healthy focus in more ways than one.
It's a melting pot. And it don't, you know, it don't feel like we're in a divided country right now. It doesn't feel like race relations and tensions are as high as they are when you walk in Ruby Jean's Kitchen and Juicery on Truce. It feels like home.
The Hostess Thrift Store was an institution back in the day. Ruby Jean's aims to create its own place in Truce history. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.